Okay, I'd like just to give you an introduction, pretty much, in terms of what we'll be doing now. We're starting a new Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Those of you who had a chance to look at the Mishnah and the Gemara, just one page. One page has two sides. Those of you who had a chance to look at the Mishnah and the Gemara, see that we're moving over to a different world. Up to now, we had been dealing with permutations of Bifanai Nechtam, under all different circumstances, namely dealing with a takana that was meant to ensure that the get coming from Chutz La'aretz was written properly, there's no chash of ziyuf, etc. Now we're dealing with the essence of the get. We're starting now where Vachsi started in Elul. He didn't get that much farther. I think he's on Daf Kaf Beis now. But we're starting now where Vachsi began in Elul, to deal with the get per se, and the first topic we're going to deal with is the topic of Zman. And what's clear from the Mishnah is that we have a machlokes, I shouldn't say that, everyone agrees that midoraisa, a get doesn't require Zman. As to whether a get requires Zman midrabonon is a machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama. And according to the Tanakama, that get requires man drabanan, there's machokas amarorim, why get requires man midrabanan? Okay, so that's the context in which we're going to be dealing. So the first thing we have to ask ourselves is, why should a get not require zman midaoraisa? Because after all, a get is a shtar, and a shtar is edus. And we know that there is one rule of edus which is supreme, and that is that all edus have to have a check and a balance. It has to be an edus shatayochol lahazima. That the Edim have to know that if they're going to lie, they're going to get caught, and Mida Keneged Mida, they're going to be punished. In order to be able to create a framework of Hazama, one has to know two factors. One has to know Makom and Zman. In order to be able to say to the Edim, how could you have said Kach V'Kach, that Reuven divorced his wife on this and this day, this and this place, you were with us at that time, or you were in a different place at that time. Namely, in order to create hazama, one requires drisha v'chakira of the edim, and the drisha v'chakira are questions of time and place. So how then could a get be exempt from this if a get is part of the world of shtarot? Okay, that's a question that the Gemara doesn't ask. The Gemara assumes that we would understand why a get should be exempt, and so we have different approaches. So that's the first topic we'll deal with. There's the Muke Yosef in Sanhedrin who has his approach. The Reb Chaim in the Chibur, where he deals with the Reb Chaim that we began the year with in terms of the nature of Shtar, deals Shtar Kinyan, Shtar Raya, Eidach Simal Shtar Nasek Mishnach Rudus on the Bezdin, etc., deals with this issue. And then we have to check, do a reality check, to see whether Reb Chaim's conclusion fits into the Rambam, because Reb Chaim is saying in the Rambam. So I'm sending you over to a Rambam in Hilchos Malva Velova. And then the question is, once we have a concept of Zman in Get, does it really bring Get back into the world of Hazama? For some reason, there was no need, Midoraisa, to have Get in the world of Hazama. Once we have a Takana of Zman in Get, does it bring Get back in the world of Hazama? We'd have to ask the question, does a Get require Makom? What if a Get simply says, has the time, but doesn't have a place? Is that a valid Get? So I'm sending you to a Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin and a Tosfos Rid later on in the Masechta. Okay, that's topic number one, sort of background of what we have over here. Then, moving into the Mishnah deals with the Get Mukdam. The question over here is, what is the status of a Get Mukdam? Is it Pasol Midoraisa? Is it Pasol Midrabanan? Or is it Kosher? Is only El Chatchila? Or is it b'dieved? So the one Rishon that I give you a number of Rishonim who have different opinions over here, the one Rishon that is not easily available is the Rosh and his Tshuvos. So over here in Klal Mem Hei Tshuva Vav, Sha'alta Echad Shekidesh Isha V'Gersha V'Get Mukdam. And the question is, what is her status now that she received this Get Mukdam? Okay? Then, the next topic is that of what about a Get Me'uchar? In other words, we have a Mishnah in Shviyas that says that all shtaros that are mukdam are pasul. But all shtaros that are meuchar are kosher. But a get, we already pointed out, is unique. A get, mukdam, in other words, does not appear to be a problem midoraisa. What about a get meuchar? Should that be a problem or not? Namely, is the whole concept of zman different in the world of get? So here also we have a machlokes rishonim, Tosos alatar, the Ramaskel Rish Lakish. Just an aside, you weren't here on Shabbos. Sometimes when you see a parody, and then afterwards you see the real thing, all of a sudden your mind goes to the parody. So when the Moel said, Kachet Bincha, everyone in the Kohel cracked up, because it looked just like the handing over of the Dal in the Purim Spiel. Anyway, so just as an aside. So every time I said the word Alatar, I say, oh no, anyways, let's say there. But it happens to be in the Tosos Alatar. Okay, so that will give us a, in other words, the overview that we're going to be dealing with. With this overview, then we'll be able to move into the sugya. So in other words, what I want you first to do is read the Mishnah and the Gemara Sach HaKol, the first three lines on Daf Yud Zayin Beis, Rashi, you know, look at the Tosos, see what topics Tosos is dealing with, then see these Mara Makomos, then we'll see the Gemara from Bishlama Rish Lakish down to Amar Leia, up to Epuch, and one line over here in Daf Yud Ches, Amar Rava, my time of Rabbi Shimon, just this one line, two lines over here on Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, towards the bottom, I wrote it down. And we'll move over into the world of Peros. The whole Takana, according to Rish Lakish, of the Zman and the Get, was because we have an issue in which a woman, when she gets married, hands over her Nichsei Mulog to a sense of joint ownership. Namely, the Karen is hers, but the Peros belong to the husband. At some point in the process of Gerushin, those Peros now go back to be belonging to the woman. And therefore, a get has to have a Zman, so we'll know at what point the Peros move from being in the husband's possession to going over to the woman. What exactly is the status of these Peros? What is the Machlokas over between Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama as to when the husband no longer has the right of Peros? Ksivas haget, sinas haget, olah b'machshava, what are these different time periods? And of course, how do we paskin in all of this? And should this relate to the question as to why a husband gets peros? In other words, that generally, husband gets peros as a t'nai ksuva. All of the t'nai ksuva are somehow a tit for a tat. They're somehow interrelated one to the other. Namely, the husband gets X and the woman gets Y. The husband gets Z and the woman gets A. That there's a certain parallelness between one and the other. What is the parallel to the woman from Peros? In other words, what is she getting? The husband's eating the Peros. What is she getting in lieu of the fact that she's giving the husband the Peros? And should these two items, the Peros and this X, have the same time framework? Should they both be enter into the picture simultaneously and exit the picture simultaneously? That's what we find over here. The rift talks about. There's a rift that begins on the Zayin Amud Beis and the Alphas, goes to the Chesed Amud Beis. But Sacha calls them six lines of rift. But because of the length of the Ran, it goes over three pages. But read the rift, in other words, see how he deals with this, and then we'll see how the Ran related to the rift, how the Ramban related to the rift. In other words, the rift serves. Sort of as the crux of the issue over here. Okay, so these then are the Mara Makomos. So what I'd like to do is to give shiur on Thursday morning, if that's okay. Right, so Wednesday you'll have a Yom Hitbonenut, Tuesday you'll have an opportunity to grow a Yom Zikaron, and during the entire time you'll be able to learn this page of Mara Makomos. I don't promise that we'll finish all the Mara Makomos on Thursday, but in other words, go, in other words, if you have a chance, after seeing the simply what's on the page, the Marashi and Tosis on the page, then these are the topics we're going to be covering. Beseder. Okay. How far we'll get until Shavuos, if we can do some three blot, that would be very, very nice. We'll see how far we can get.
I would tell the vice model that I am at this Tremendous person. April or sometime, I don't know, it's April this, whatever it is, that's when the Hungarian Jews were killed. And they have no Zecher at all, so they have a day. I remember what the day was.
Sivan.
So he spoke then. He said, why were we saved? What are we here for? We're here to have beautiful homes, and crystal chandeliers, and Mercedes Benz, to go on expensive vacations. Can't be Hashem's tachlis in us. We have to realize that we're here for Torah and mitzvahs, and we have to, as you say, introspection into what's going on. Everyone's sitting and looking, you know. They know it. Everyone knows these things, but to hear it, and the Mashiach says it in such a way, and it's like, we live through it, so we live through it. We have to really live our life now because we live through it. Our children have to have a good life. We have to live a good life. Many, not all think that way, but he said, why are we here? We're here. Think about why we're here.
Baruch Shekibanti.